Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right.
Oh man, I just keep on yawning.
I wonder how this works with a podcast. Like in normal life, if you're near someone and then they yawn, then for some reason, I don't know what, but you yawn as well. I do. I don't know if you do. I think you do. Do you? Why is that? It's like a yawn response. Like, why are we triggered? I'm glad it doesn't happen when we sneeze. Like, one person sneezes, and then the whole table's sneezing. That'd be terrible. But yawning, that's weird, too. Like, why? Anyway, I apologize. I didn't mean to yawn. This is Natty Bumper Car, and this is a bumper podcast. I have been out and about, and I'm working on the show here, going to the different countries where the Bumper Podcast is on the charts. It's actually we've made it to the charts, and talking to people. Oh, they said you need a theme song. Got to go get a theme song. And I was just like, we'll get a theme song. And then they're like, you know what you got to do? And everybody, they all have an opinion. You know what you got to do? And I was just like, I don't know what am I supposed to do? And then they tell me all these things, and I at some point, while they're speaking, my eyes kind of glaze over, and my brain goes to another place. And if I'm to be completely honest, I don't know what they've said to me, but I'm sure they've given me great advice. And then I feel guilty because these people have given their time to try to tell me, tell me what to do, and then I don't even listen. How ungrateful is that? Tremendously ungrateful. Huh. What else is going on? I've been working on the railroad like all my live long days. But mostly I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Because I'm not busy enough. I have a therapist. I was talking to my therapist about... She said, you seem overwhelmed. Seem like you're taking too much stuff on. I was just like, yeah. And she's like, but I know you like to do that. And you told me that, as long as you're feeling okay, then that's okay. Are you feeling okay? And I was just like, no. And so then she was like, well, then you need to take some stuff off of your plate and stop doing as much stuff. And I was just like, okay. That sounds good in practice. Those are good words. I have no idea how to actually make that happen. And then she said, well, your session is over. And come back in a couple weeks. And by that time, either you will have figured it out, or we can work on it then. Or knowing you, you're probably going to start 3 more companies and take on 16 more impossible tasks. And I was just like, all right, that sounds like a challenge. It seems like you're saying, can you do these things? And I'm going to tell you right now, yes, I can. I can do all of those things. I'm here to tell you, Bumper Podcast, I've succeeded in doing that. I am quite proud of myself, and I feel like you should be quite proud of me as well, because I have managed to not only not finish any projects, but I have managed to actually take more projects on. It's very impressive. It's my superpower, really. If I had to figure that I have a superpower, I think it's going to be that I just continually add on to the pile. it's almost like a weighted blanket. It's, you know, it's like, oh, the world's so nice and calm. It's not, but, you know, just for the sake of this, relaxing, the world, look at this world. Oh, it's spring. Again, it's not. Oh, look how the weather's beautiful, and I've had a nice meal. Again, I haven't really eaten today, but that's my fault. There's not any reason other than me. Oh, look how perfect everything. Great. You know, and then you go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to take on a lot of projects. I'm going to take on the appropriate amount of projects, which is none, because life itself is a project. Taking care of the kids, having the job, taking care of the dogs. These are all projects. Making sure that the car is working properly. Making sure that, you know, in life, there's this massive list, it seems, of things that you can't get away from. And you know, those are a big responsibility. And make sure the kids brush their teeth. Did they floss their teeth? Oh, I don't know. Look, that one's already asleep. How do I get him to brush his teeth when he's already asleep? So then why in the world would I go and look for more things, more responsibilities to add onto the pile? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm asking you a question because I don't know the answer. And I wish I did. Sometimes I think that what I do, and maybe we've talked about this before, I honestly don't remember, and I apologize for that. But what I like to do is if I just keep adding more stuff onto my weighted blanket of life, I don't know what I think is going to happen, but what ends up happening is the weighted blanket gets so heavy with all the responsibilities that I can't move. And then you know what I do? I sleep under the weighted blanket. It's very warm, I must say. The dogs love it because I'm not moving, so they can just curl right up to me. I had no idea. Like, I've had, you know, dogs before, but I had no idea how much the dogs, they like to sleep. Like, that's all they do, really, is sleep. All right, Bumper Podcast. I don't know if you've ever been in the middle of recording a really great episode of your podcast, which I understand is not what we were doing a second ago there. But let's say that I was recording a really good episode of the podcast. And, you know, you're just really moving and you're talking and you're saying things and you're like, yeah, this feels great. And then your kid bursts in and says, hey, stop talking to your computer. And I'm just like, oh, that really boils it down, doesn't it? That really hurts. Stop talking to your computer, Dad. Ouch. Ah, because I mean, in essence, that's all I'm doing, really, is I'm talking. I mean, I'm looking at a computer. I'm talking into a microphone, and you know, I have headphones on, so that, you know, there's a few things that are going on, but I felt like he had gotten me good enough that there was no reason for me to try to retort, to try to come back. He had beaten me down as only your children can. What was I talking about? See, that's the thing. This was yesterday and now it's today. And I don't know. I wasn't ready to, you know, yesterday I ate oatmeal for breakfast and today I ate grits. Grits are just little tiny bits of corn. And there was some cheese in it, and some pepper, and a little bit of garlic salt, if I'm to be completely honest. Maybe some cheese. Maybe more cheese than I intended. But, you know, that's how cheese works. And they say, how much cheese would you like on this? And you're like, keep going. And then it's always just a little bit more than you anticipated or wanted. And that's fine. That's a good problem to have. It's different than like gasoline in your car, right? With cheese, they say, how much do you like? Fill it up. Keep going. Let's go. And they're like, what does fill it up mean with cheese? And you're like, I don't know, but we're on this journey together. Let's see what happens. See, now if you do that at a gas station, you're filling your carb, and they're like, what do you want? And you're like, fill it up. And they're like, okay, no problem. And then they do. And then, you know, the little gas handle thing goes, yeah, click, because that means it's full. It's registered that the car is full of gas. And you're like, you know what? Let's keep going. You can't, because then the gas spills everywhere. And the, you know, it's a fire hazard. Cheese? Not so much. The only hazard that cheese is a fun hazard. Fromage hazard. I don't know what it is. So anyway, you know, I think I was saying something about the dogs being lazy. I don't know why I think that, but this is kind of always on my mind, how lazy the dogs are. The only time the dogs get up, and this is nice of them, is when they have to use the restroom, which is what we call our backyard now, because that's, you know, what happens back there. And they get up when they're hungry, and they get up to bark. Sometimes to shake, you know, a lot of shaking going on, a little ear scratching. That's gonna happen probably at 2 or 3 in the morning, which is I think why they sleep all the time. I think the dogs sleep all the time because they don't just sleep through the night, and they don't let me sleep through the night. And I think that the message they're trying to tell me is, hey, you know what? Why don't you just hop onto our schedule here and curl up into a ball, find one ray of sunshine, curl up in that little ray of sunshine, and pretend that it's really warming you up. It's not, but you can pretend it is. My assumption is that my dogs have a very good imagination, and that they can really, you're like, yep, this is, it's, woof, the sun is really giving it to me here. It's kind of like when the door opens and there's a couple of birds in the backyard, and they run over to what I can only assume is to talk to the birds. Let them know, hey, what's going on? I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, spring is coming, huh? But the birds always fly off because they don't want any part of that conversation, right? I don't know. I would love to have that conversation. I would love for spring to be here because you know what happens when spring rolls around? Well, I get to sleep better because the time change is nice. There's sun and there's vitamins. And the most important thing of all, and I think you're going to agree with me in this thing here, blah, 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 is that there's a lot of cheese.
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/Natty Bumper Car. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.